Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Hi, Tamika. My name is Anita. I'm calling on the behalf of Capital One on a recorded line and on behalf of our mutual customer, Ms. Brolin. She's also on the line. We are calling in regards to an charge that's come through her card today. Reads as lifestyle. I was hoping that you'd be able to help us out with what that charge is about for $56.95. So, Ms. Tamisha, this is Mrs. Brolin.
Hello, how are you?
All right, and yourself?
Yes, I want to know where are you or what I bought from you in the store.
Okay, can I start out by getting your zip code?
21042.
That was 21742?
No, the zip code is 21042.
21042?
Yes.
And what is your first and last name?
Monica Brolholm.
Okay, I did locate an account. Yes, ma'am, I did locate an account for you for security purposes. Can you verify the address, please?
There's too much information I have to give it to you. The address is 11534 Fox River Drive in Ellico City, Maryland.
Okay, yes, ma'am, I did locate an account for you. And what do you guys need help with today?
Just I need to know what I bought. What I was charged in my checking in my Capital One.
Okay, back on November the 3rd, 2021, you got the Pulse oximeter.
No, today, Miss Tamisha.
Okay, that's what
today's
she
charge.
Okay, so what I'm speaking on is what she purchased in order to get that charge.
Oh, I see. Okay.
She purchased something, a Pulse oximeter. It's a health product. She purchased that back on November the 3rd, 2021 at 6:13 p.m. That item came with a membership. It did let her know that she was going to be billed 48 hours after placing that order. And she was billed the full amount of that product. She didn't cancel that product. And that was a monthly reoccurring charge. Starting in November of last year.
Why didn't anybody call me?
Okay, we're not going to call out if you call. We don't make calls as far as you placing this order online. But it did let you know. When you accepted the terms and conditions, it did let you know that you was going to be billed the $49.97, 48 hours after placing the order. It did let you know that on the website.
Can you send me the copy for what I asked? And for the what I bought, can you send me the email with the copy for what I ordered?
I'm sorry, what are you stating?
What I'm saying is, can you send me the email with the purchases?
Sure, give me 1 second. That email was B as in boy, R as in run, O as in open, M as in Mary, O as in open, N as in Nancy, I as in igloo @gmail.com.
Yes, can you send me a copy to see what I bought? Just to remind, I don't want to decline the payment, but just I want to know what I bought or what I ordered.
Well, it was a Pulse oximeter. We're not able to send nothing. As far as something coming to your email, it would be stating that this account is canceled. We can't send anything as far as the product. The product was shipped to your home with the address that you provided.
No. I remember the oximeter, and it was $9.99. It was not $56.
It was $7.45 for the shipping. The item came with a membership, ma'am. When you accepted the terms and conditions, it did let you know that you was going to be billed that monthly membership fee.
No, but now I remember. By never it was $56.95. This is totally your company is a fraud company, ma'am, because the product is was $9.99. And why I'm have to end in paying $56.95?
It wasn't $9.99. It was $7.45.
Yeah, but why I have to pay $56.95?
That item came with a membership. When you purchased
the item and you accepted the terms and conditions. Listen, this is completely a fraud company, you know? And I'm going to report that and I'm going to decline the payment because this is an abuse. This is totally an abuse, and I'm going to call to the lawyer. I'm going to take your information, and I'm going to follow you, you know, because this is completely fraud. I don't want your products, and I want to pay the $9.99 or $15, whatever it is, but I will not pay this amount of money.
Okay, well, ma'am, what do you want me to do today? Because I already canceled the account out for you.
Yes, cancel it. You know, the Capital One, can you decline this payment? Because I will not pay. This is totally fraud.
We can dispute it, ma'am. Are you not able to give her a credit, Ms. Tamisha?
As far as the credit, you know, oh, I can't even get nothing out.
This is I want the company send me the email to make this request, and I'm going to follow when the police and when they're lawyer, because I have my son is a lawyer. I'm going to follow this because this is completely fraud. I'm talking with the Capital One.
Yes, ma'am. I hear you. No worries. Yes. We just wanted to see if Ms. Tamisha has an authority to be able to help us here to get that credited back for you, and then all will be well.
Well, as far as that amount for March 11th, I can get her that credit back of $56.95.
You just pay the $56.95, but I want before they pay or be the, you know, I want to know if they send me the invoice for this company, because I want to follow it with the police, because this is totally fraud. Because the product is, I remember it was $99.99 something. And then I don't know why, and then they finished with $56.95. This is the company they make fraud. This is a fraud company. And we need to be aware that we don't have to just let the money go just because the people they are building the company with fraud companies.
Right. She was just saying it was some kind of membership you got involved with when you made that purchase. It was in the term and condition. But, and I didn't really hear you clearly, Ms. Tamisha. I apologize. Mm-hmm. Did you say you can or you cannot credit her?
I did credit her the amount back of $56.95, but it seems like to me she don't want the amount back. I'm trying to see what would she like me to do.
Would you like her to credit?
No, I want my money back, and I want to cancel this company because this is a fraud company.
Okay, ma'am, I already canceled this account for you. Do you need a cancellation number?
Yes, I need a cancellation number, please.
C as in Charlie.
Yeah.
259.
Two six two nine eight six. Okay. Yes, and I need the address of your company.
Okay, ma'am, can you check your email? Because you should receive something by your email by me canceling this account out for you and refunding you that amount back of $56.95.
Yeah, because it's totally a fraud. The reason they want to do that. I saw here. Yeah. Okay, and I want the refund money because this is a fraud company, and I want the Capital One. They come to remove my, you know, all the time they see some chart from this company, they just don't accept it, please, because I'm not given the authorization to do that.
Okay. Tamisha, did you have any other questions for her, ma'am?
No, that'll be all. It is canceled out, and she did get the refund back of $56.95. It does take three to five business days before it shows back up in your account.
All right, awesome. Well, we really appreciate your help today.
Okay,
thank you
for calling customer support. Have a great day. You too.
You too.